The board in its biennium budget approved a path for a district to exit from state takeover. And we, along with their help, created a bunch of, how many total do we have goals to hit?
I think we have 36 total.
Yeah, it's in the mid-30s, yeah, 36, 37, goals for us to meet. And we have to meet a majority of those goals. And we've got 3 years to do it. And if in the first 3 years we don't accomplish that, we get another year. And if we don't accomplish it in the fourth year, we can petition one more time and get a fifth year. The clock starts ticking on July 1st of 2022, which is when the board formally receives their authority back. But although I think that it's obvious to the people in the community that we are behaving like a healthy school district, like a healthy organization, and without the board approval, I don't approve anything. So we have already began to behave that way, but things become official and formal beginning on July 22nd. And most of our goals are growth oriented. So we are, our strategic plan is aligned perfectly to them. We have a lot of folks do a lot of hard work, and I feel very comfortable with where we are and where we will be 3, 4, and 5 years from now, and 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 years from now. Thank you. Anything else you want to add to that, Ross?
No, it's well said.
Yep. Anything else?
No, you're good.
No, good. Okay.
I will add with the moving parts that are going on down in Columbus. Have we been in contact with them, and are we, because there's getting ready to be new leadership there. I haven't been on the, you guys do have the Thursday calls to kind
yes.
of get with Clary and.
We get some updates, but not so much about the behind the scenes workings of the search. And what Mark's leading or referencing is the search for a new state superintendent. And it's getting to the final stages, and we hear whispers, and we also whisper back, but that process has not been finalized. And the reason that's important to us is any changes that we make are made through the new state superintendent. So there are pieces there that we need to make sure that whoever that person is understands our situation and where we are exactly on our path.
An update to that, so when Paolo and John Richard were there, they were really leaning toward a certain issues that we had to kind of address. And then when the new interim came in, she had some other things that were really important to her that got added. And so when the next one comes, I don't know if we've got to go back into the pendulum swing, or how does that really work?
As of right now, the way I understand the process, and if somebody at the table understands it better than I do, please jump in. We go to them for changes. So if we want to modify our plan, we initiate the process, we go to them and they approve or don't. So I don't think it works the other way, where they come in and tell us to add all the stuff to our plan.
But the problem with that is we went to them with a plan. They
yes.
changed it 22 times.
Easily.
I may be addressing.
Not too much. That's not too sarcastic.
About 22 yeah. times, because, you know, so it was our plan that they've modified to their plan. And now that there's a new leadership there, I'm just wondering.
Somewhat. And every time they would actually wouldn't really tell us what to do. They just told us what wasn't acceptable.
Okay.
And then as we kind of caught on to some of the things that they deemed unacceptable, then we kind of found, and that those rules kind of changed. The parameters,
yeah.
I think, changed.
Mm-hmm.
But they would never tell us, no, add this. They would say, this is not okay, and added concepts to add to it, but not so much specifically add these.
Okay.
I think the difference, too, is that all those revisions were prior to our plan being approved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I could be wrong on this, but my understanding is that once our plan is approved, back to what Dr. Graham said, is that that we have to go and ask for permission to change, and that once we're approved, that's what we're held to, unless, again, we ask for, you know, some type of change, and we have to present why, and then the state board has to approve, you know, that change, and they don't have to approve that change either.
Okay. Now, is it the state board or it's the state super?
I think it was state board, but I think it switched back to the state superintendent. It was the superintendent, then the board, then back to the superintendent.
No, I think you're right. We have to present yeah. to the state board each year.
We present to the state board
yeah,
each year our progress,
right. yep.
but any changes, I think, go through the state superintendent.
I'm asked for another 30 seconds. Based on the plan to get out, that's not at all tied to the report card at this point, or is it tied to the report card? And I think I know the answer, but just for the sake of the folks, where are they in the variations of the report card that we're trying to do, and how will we kind of re-land into that world once that lands?
Yeah, so we're really, along with East Cleveland and Youngstown, we're really running our own race, you know, with that. So there are a couple items that overlap. The third grade reading test, for example, is an overlap, and that was an area that we had to put in our plan, and so it's in our plan. So there's overlap there. But the vast majority of what we're held accountable to is, as Dr. Graham referenced earlier, is the amount of growth that we make from either this, in a majority of the cases, from the fall to the spring, with the students that are with us the entire time from the fall to the spring. And then we have a few measures that are year over year. So that's, that is our race, you know, to be running. Now, if we do those things well, it will impact the state report card. But that primarily is the race that we're running. And then the second part of your question is just where's the state with the revised report card?
Yeah, do we have any update on what's going on with the report card at this
point? So we're going to participate in a session on April 28th with just updates to where the report card is currently for next year. Yeah. So we'll know. I don't want to speculate yet.
But it's also not our area of focus. Our area of focus, and as Ross put it, is our race to run is that 36 or 37 goals that we need to meet a majority of. Mm-hmm. And that's what is going to measure us moving forward for the next 3 to 5 years.
Very good. Thank you.
I just had a curiosity, too. Has the governor's office had any contacts? I know this is an election year. If, let's say, the governor would change, would there be any fallout of a change in leadership at that level, or is he kind of taken himself out of the equation at this
point? I don't think so. He was we spoke with many people on in both sides of the House and the Senate, and we also spoke to the governor, and everybody got to a point where everybody was comfortable. The House has been very supportive from the very beginning, the Senate not so much, but now the Senate leadership is supportive. So even if the governor changed and it came in with a different value set or a different opinion on this matter, I still think we're on solid ground.